Ben's breath was quick and angry, but he had nodded curtly and stomped off with unnecessary noise to do what he was instructed. Luke had lingered for a moment, gazing at the prone figure of Dion. He shook his head sadly. Silgall was not going to be happy to hear about this. He'd send her a quick update while Ben was talking with Astara. The still figure before him represented why he had made the tentative and much revisited decision to ally with the Sith in the first place, to find out what Abeloth's hold over these unfortunate beings was, and to end that hold. He had gone to send Silgall the message, and frowned slightly as he realized someone was trying to contact him at the same time. He pressed a button, and had been relieved when he saw 3PO's gold figure in miniature. While the ensuing conversation had some tense moments, it had ended well, and he was now anxious to discover what 3PO had learned. Luke began to read the translation 3PO had sent. Luke was honestly a bit surprised the protocol droid had pulled it off. 3PO had done a magnificent job, cross-referencing millions of different languages in order to produce something that, while hardly literature, was at least comprehensible, and presumably fairly close to what had actually been said. Although, he mused, it did remind him a little bit of how Yoda used to speak. As he read, Luke couldn't suppress a smug smile at Gavar Kai's comment that the conversation wouldn't be translated swiftly. They obviously did not know 3PO, or the golden droid's ego. His eyes moved swiftly across the screen. So, Astara had given Kai a map of the vessel. Not surprising. Luke was not overly troubled. If the Sith had access to all the things he suspected they did, they would be able to get the basic schematics of the Soro Sub Horizon-class star yacht easily enough. Astara herself had been traveling in a similar vessel. The modifications to the Jade Shadow were more problematic, but nothing dire. He continued to read, smiling a little from time to time at the technically accurate but inadvertently humorous translation. Female. How goes maternal parent? Male. Without you, but with pride at your doing. Female. I reach to make you pride. Male. Dathomir was fine. Dark women taken, ranked by skill and strength in the Force. Female. Pleased go they? Male. Yes and no. Go they will, obey or pain caused. Pain caused makes second consideration. Learning will make us powerful and widespread. Luke frowned just for an instant. Dark women. Night Sisters. He'd known Vistara was responsible for the abduction of the Night Sisters. They'd obviously been evaluated according to their skills and ability to use the Force. Those who didn't obey quickly enough were tortured. Female. Happy I useful they. Learner status? Male. Learners. Female. Abeloth. Mind harm. Male. Nothing wrong with learners, but that physical violence will improve. Female. Untranslatable word for interrupting. Male. Aware I of what Talon told Skywalker is untruth. You share idea. Skywalker, we need it, so we say what hurts their learners hurts ours also. Luke smiled bitterly. He'd suspected as much. There was nothing wrong with the Sith apprentices. The entire story had been a lie to convince Luke to ally with them. He gave a mental shrug. He tensed slightly as Vistara inquired about the real reason the Sith were allying with him, and frowned in disappointment as Gavar Kai dodged the question.